Undisputed Super Bowl Special Edition, kicking off your coverage of the big game on Fox. We are here in beautiful South Beach. And Shannon Sharp.
And we want to thank Miami for such a great week here on South Beach. And I want this crowd to know that this is Shannon Sharp's worst nightmare because it is packed with Cowboy fans. Yes! How about them Cowboys?
I knew Cowboys fans would be here because they don't have tickets to go to the game.
Oh, yeah.
But they came to club. Hold on, they came to Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay.
Home of the hot ales.
Yeah,
Cowboy,
they're
welcome.
Just getting warmed up for next year in Tampa when the Cowboys will be in this game. Thank you.
Cowboys,
morning, guys.
You know that.
We have so much to get to on this special edition of Undisputed. Was Patrick Mahomes' epic 27-yard touchdown run in the AFC Championship the best moment of his young career? And if Jimmy G wins a Super Bowl, what will that mean for his legacy and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady as well? But hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so how about we start with some picks? We are just hours away from kickoff before Garoppolo and Mahomes take the field here in Miami. It's expected to be a high-scoring affair with two play-calling head coaches at the helm for either side. So, Shannon, I will start with you. Who will be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy tonight?
Skip, this is tough for me because, you know, at the beginning of the season, I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl and win, if I'm not mistaken. And I've gone back and forth with this because when they won the game against the Titans in the AFC, I was like, man, they look really good. And then I saw what the 49ers did against Green Bay. They took them apart. And the question you have to ask yourself, if the 49ers defense and the Chiefs offense is a push, do you believe the Chiefs defense and the Niners offense, is that a push? No, I believe the Niners offense are slightly better. When we look at the 49ers, they make it seem like Jimmy G is a tight end that happens to play quarterback. Skip, they're the second highest scoring team in football. They average more points per game than the Chiefs. Only the Ravens score more. And both of those are what? Run-based football teams. We're not used to seeing it play out like this. I took the 49ers 33-31 because I believe their run game, because you got to realize the Chiefs are 26th against the run, 26 yards allowed per game. And you're playing the number two rush team in football? Jimmy G will have to make 2 to 3 throws. That's it. He's not going to have to throw the ball 25, 30 times in order to win this game, because if he does, they're going to lose. He'll make 2 to 3 throws this game, and they'll win this ball game. I'm going 33-31. Niners.
I am mystified by your pick. In fact, I find your pick harder to understand than what now constitutes pass interference in the National Football League. I just spent an entire NFL season and then an entire Super Bowl week having to sit across from you, hearing you induct Patrick Mahomeboy into the Hall of Fame before he's even played in his first Super Bowl.
You didn't see him up there last night? They inducted 5 more. He was up there, too.
Oh, he was up there.
Yes, Steve Atwood.
He was up there on the stage at the honors.
Yeah,
I missed
yes,
it.
Yes.
I was prepping for the show, and I missed him getting into the Hall of Fame already. But now you have flipped the script on me, and you are picking the team quarterback by the guy you don't trust. You've told me all year. You don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. He's Jimmy Interception, right? And now you're picking the 49ers when you did pick, I'm going to give you credit, you picked the Chiefs before the year started.
I did.
You have been gloating about picking the Chiefs for 2 weeks since they won the AFC Championship game. So, wait a second. I'm never flip skip because I dig in and I never back down.
And that's why you don't
never.
Have any, and that's why you don't have any teams participating in the Super Bowl like I do.
But you are either way, Shay, because you're going to jump bandwagons like crazy. And you've jumped another bandwagon when you were driving the best bandwagon all the way to Miami. I don't get it unless there's method to your madness.
What?
Maybe you're so on the fence about this pick that you finally chickened out and you picked one of the classic can't lose picks. Because if my homeboy wins, you can say, I told you so. And if 49ers win, you can say, I really told you so. I made the pick, right?
Yep.
I'm not going to let you have it. You are disqualified right here, right now, from gloating on tomorrow's Undisputed. Again, it's 9:30 to noon Eastern time on Fox Sports 1.
What?
You are disqualified. You have disowned. You are disenfranchised from Patrick Mahomes.
No, that's
right
my
here,
guy.
Right now.
That's
it's
my quarterback.
Over.
That's my
He's hold not on, your quarterback hold on, because the truth is you don't really buy into him the way you say you do, or you wouldn't be picking against him.
If I'm not mistaken, Jenny,
tell me.
In the wild card round, did not Skip Bayless pick Ryan Tannehill in the Tennessee Titans over Tom Brady in the New England Patriots?
Interesting. I think that
now you
pick,
now you picked and you picked the Patriots to come to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out.
Okay, but they blew the 2 seed because Belichick's defense fell on its face.
Oh my goodness.
Am I right?
No, so you can disown Tom Brady and pick Ryan Tannehill?
But I was correct. Was I right?
Okay, so let this play out. If I get to be correct tomorrow with the 49ers winning. Are you going
to
give me
by the way, did I not pick the Titans, unfortunately, to go upset Lamar Jackson and company? You, congratulations to Lamar.
Yes.
Unanimous MVP. Way to go.
Oh,
we deserved it. Thank you very much.
But you also picked them to beat my homeboy.
Mm-hmm. So, and they had them down 17-7, but I'm going to tell you why I'm now picking the 49ers. I believe they will pick on and pick off Patrick Mahomeboy.
Okay.
Because I believe the 49ers have gotten sick and tired this week of hearing how Patrick Mahomes is already becoming the Michael Jordan of the National Football League. You know and I know that they're going to take it out on him. They have the antidote to Patrick Mahomes because this team, it's sick and tired of hearing this breathless reverence, this runaway hype machine for Patrick Mahomes, unlike any I ever heard for Tom Brady before any Super Bowl he ever played in. We never heard this kind of hype for Tom Brady. Played 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them, but all I hear this week is Mahomes, and the Niners are going to take it out on that team, and you know it.
I mean, what you're supposed to do, Skip? I mean, you make it seem like he's overhyped, like he's not the real deal. He's the real deal. He's the best quarterback in football.
That is debatable.
That ain't
I think
no
we're
going to
see a different story tonight because the pressure on this kid is going to be unlike any we've ever seen, and I'm talking about literal and figurative pressure because the literal is the 49ers have the best pass rush in football, especially since D Ford got healthy when the playoffs started. You can't block all 4 of them. And they're going to come hard and hot. It's going to be Bosa and Armstead and Buckner and obviously D Ford. We're going to talk about MVP a little bit later, but I think one of those 4 guys I'm going to pick to be the MVP of this game. So Mahomes is not going to be able to gallivant around back there like he did against the Texans and the Titans. And now we get to the fear factor that made you flip your pick. That is that Mahomes is up against Shanahan's plural. 2 Shanahans, because Mike Shanahan has sort of gifted down the game plan by which he helped you win your first 2 rings, right?
Yeah.
It is run the football creatively from all angles where it's a lot of bells, a lot of whistles, a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection.
And it's still the zone read.
And it's still the zone read, but it's a lot of outside zone. So this is not Derrick Henry smash mouth.
No.
We're coming right down your throat.
Yeah.
This is coming from everywhere, all angles. It'll be Mostert. It'll be a little Debo coming wide with a lot of reverse, you know, sort of inside
jet
reverses,
sweeps.
Jet sweeps. And the point is that's the battle plan that put Terrell Davis in your Broncos in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now it is being used on you because Mahomes up against a force of nature here. And that brings me to Andy Reid, the other coach. Andy Reid's become the most beloved figure in football, especially this week. Everybody's pulling for old Andy to get him a Super Bowl. Why is he 14-14 in playoff games? Because in the biggest playoff games, Andy Reid's teams have traditionally played undisciplined football, messy, sloppy football, and they have gotten out-physicaled. This, the 49ers, is the most physical team in pro football. And I think they are going to beat up and beat down Andy Reid's team on the biggest stage. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, in the end, Mahomes' coronation is going to get canceled by Niners Nation. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And you are not going to be able to gloat tomorrow on Undisputed. Are you willing to say you can't gloat?
I'm not going to be able to do that. No? I'm not going to be able to go on record and say I won't gloat if Mahomes pulls this thing off. But another reason why I picked the 49ers, Skip, the Chiefs defense commit the fifth most penalties of anybody in the NFL. Only the Ravens made the playoffs when their defense kept committing more penalties. They play dumb football. They play undisciplined. You mentioned football. That gets you beat in these type games.
So in the end, I got Mahomes throwing two interceptions. One to my dear old friend Richard Sherman, who's been ranked the number one cornerback in football all year. And another to Kaywan Williams, who's ranked by Pro Football Focus the sixth best cornerback in the whole league this year. And I remind everybody, the 49ers allowed the fewest passing yards in the National Football League. So I'm going to go with the 49ers winning fairly convincingly here. I'm going to go 31-21. Jimmy G gets him a ring just by going along for a nice ride.
Yeah, kind of like somebody else did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like somebody, you must be thought Dak was in this game. You talk about two interceptions.
How about them Cowboys? They'll be back this year. Thank you for bringing them up. Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
49ers, close, 33-31. And I took the over.
Somebody just covered their
I know, and I'm kind of disappointed, and I think the Chiefs fans are disappointed in you as well. I'm taking the Chiefs today. Someone at this table is going to be right because you have left them.
You should have took the team that beat the brakes off your team, Janie, like the 49ers.
We're not talking about my team. Okay, talking about my team. No mercy. Memorable moments under his belt. He had a left-handed pass last season against the Broncos and also two memorable plays against the Titans this year that included a jump pass during the regular season and his 27-yard run in the AFC Championship game. So, Shannon, what has been Mahomes' signature moment thus far?
You witnessed it 2 weeks ago, Skip, when he went beast mode on him.
Seriously?
Yeah, running through everybody. Skip armed the guy, gave him a no-look.
Ran him all over.
Skip, look, there's something to be said about having a moment and when it takes place. You see, Jordan shot over Craig Elo if it's in the regular season. We're not caring a whole lot about it. His walk-off against Byron Russell, we don't care much about it, but it happened when? This happened in the AFC Championship game. The jump pass was a regular season game. The one-handed pass that he threw to Tyreek was in the regular season game. This happened in the playoffs, and what it gave them the lead for the very first time in the ball game, and you knew at that moment all your dreams and hopes, like Teddy KGB said, went down the drain. That was it. That's his play. Now, don't think that's going to be his only one because he's only in his third year. He's only 24 years of age. So he'll have more plays. But to this point, as great as this young man has been through his first 3 years, that's his signature moment right there.
Lord have mercy. That 27-yard touchdown run has become the most overrated touchdown run in playoff history. In playoff history.
That's a quarterback that's doing that now.
This should serve as an instructional video on how not to tackle. This is tackling four dummies by dummies. First of all, if we see the start of the play, Harold Landry runs so far upfield past Mahomes, it looks like he's running for the team bus. And then number 50, Derek Robinson, he takes a comically bad angle, and I don't know what's possessing him.
He underestimated Mahomes' speed.
Oh, speed. Patrick Mahomes ran a 4.8 40 at the combine.
But wasn't anyone
chasing
him?
He now looks like he weighs 240, and he probably runs a 5.40. We're not talking about Lamar Jackson here. Then we get to number 54, Rashawn Evans. He's supposed to be spying on Mahomes, and he tracks him to the sideline, also taking a terrible angle, and he thinks Mahomes is going to give up and duck out of bounds. But no, Mahomes just keeps chugging right up the sideline, and Rashawn misses him. Which brings me to number 35. Tremaine Brock Sr. has a senior moment because Tremaine Brock is reaching for a flag as if he's playing flag football. There's no flag on Patrick Mahomes, and he's reaching and he's reaching, and he doesn't try to tackle him. He reaches for his flag. No wonder Tremaine Brock Sr. got cut by the Arizona Cardinals in December. They were the worst defense in pro football, and he got cut from them. Then, worst of all, and finally, number 37, Amani Hooker. I have no idea what possesses him. He flies by at the end of the play, and he misses Mahomes by 5 yards. It's like he dives to intentionally miss him. And I'm saying, what are you doing? And finally, Mahomes has the audacity, after all that poor tackling, to stand in the end zone and flex.
Flex on him.
Like he's flexing.
Flex on him.
Did he run over anybody? Help me out.
Yep.
But what are we talking about here? And so you keep calling it signature play?
That's his signature moment thus far.
If this is signature, it's flat out forgery. It's forgery. Because have you ever seen worse tackling on a run or more give up tackling? Nobody even tried to get him on the ground.
I would agree with you. Had that been Mike Vick, had that been Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, I would agree with you, because those guys are really known for their legs. That's not what Patrick Mahomes is known for. Normally, when he escapes the pocket, he's looking to throw the ball over your head or get the ball to the boundaries. But he said, you know what? I'm going to take it upon myself. I happen to be the best quarterback in the NFL. As a matter of fact, I'm the best player. So let me show you what I'm capable of, Skip Bayless.
Okay. Did anybody, I'm asking you as a Hall of Famer,
yes,
make a great effort to tackle him? Did anybody take the right angle or get two hands on him or try to bring him down with what you would call a textbook tackle?
Okay, since you put it like that, was that a great effort by Byron Russell on Michael Jordan on that walk-off shot? Was that a great effort?
Well, Michael got away with a little, push.
Okay, what about Craig Elo? Did Craig Elo give a great effort?
Yes, he did.
Oh, stop it.
He was hanging all over him.
They underestimated his speed. He could have easily gone out of bounds. That's what somebody else would have done. We know who we're talking about. We're not talking about him.
He was jogging for a touchdown. I've never seen. We're not talking about Lamar. We're not talking about Deshaun.
That's my point.
Okay, remember Deshaun against Buffalo? That was a signature play of the playoffs because it saved the game.
Yeah.
And Deshaun gets hit from both sides.
Right.
And both are all over him. And he gets hit so hard from both sides that it actually stands him back up.
Right.
And they sort of knock each other off. But they came hard and they hit hard.
They underestimated Mahomes' speed. And what happens, you thinking the quarterback, like you said, you can't hit the quarterback. They're thinking, okay, we're going to get close. He's going to run out of bounds, because what did they tell the quarterback? Don't take unnecessary hits. Go out of bounds or slide. Mm-hmm. Well, Mahomes had other intentions in his mind. I'm getting to the end zone, because, Skip, once they got that touchdown, they went up 21-17.
It ended the game.
Yes!
I agree.
Yes!
But it looked like the game had already ended because Tennessee was done.
After that run, they were done. Mm. You see how Mahomes was stepped up out of that thing? Gave him a shot, ever that no look, like, oh, gone again.
Yeah, he deked him because it was almost halftime, and they thought he's just going to just give up and step out of bounds.
Just because they thought that doesn't mean he has to think that. So, Skip, 27 yards in a playoff in that moment, I'm sorry, there aren't a whole lot of quarterbacks that have runs in the playoff that we can remember. Mm. He just has one. And that's not what we think about when we think of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Lamar Jackson, what's his signature moment? That spin in Cincinnati. That's his moment. Okay.
That's cool. I could watch that 100 straight times and not get bored.
I could watch this 1,000 times. Run it one more time for me. No. Let me see Pat Mahomes. Give the man credit.
This just makes me sick to even watch. I can't watch it anymore. I'm sorry.
Skip, you said the guy's 4'8". You said he's 240. Okay, I give you all that, which makes it even more impressive that he was able to get 20. Next gen stats said he ran like 60 yards.
Mm. Okay, so I'll give you his left-handed pass that he pulled off against your Denver Broncos.
What playoff?
I'll give you the no looks.
Mm-mm.
Today he may try. Tonight he might try behind the back, between the legs. Yeah. I don't know. They might have a skills competition at halftime, and he might come out and he will set records in a skills competition. I will give you all that, but I'm not going to give you that run.
And then he tight ropes the sideline.
Hey, if you want a running quarterback, give me Dak Prescott.
Oh, stop.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
If you want a quarterback that ain't gonna get you in the playoffs, that's your guy. That's your guy.
Mm.
If you want a guy that's gonna have a bunch of empty calories, you look at the stats at the end of the game, like, man, Dak threw for 450. They lost by 17.
Mm. Well, we're about to talk about this because if you put Dak Prescott on the Kansas City Chiefs with that weaponry and that play call,
you're not making the
look out.
You're not making the playoffs.
Yep.
You're not making the playoffs.
Yep.
Skip made Shannon's jaw drop by saying that Dak Prescott had a better 2019 season than Patrick Mahomes did. To Skip's point, though, Dak did have more passing yards per game and more touchdowns than Mahomes did this season. So, Shannon, one guy is in the Super Bowl while the other guy is watching from a couch.
Pitching products at the
Somewhere
Super Bowl.
Else.
That's what he do.
He can really pitch.
Yeah, he really can.
He's a busy guy. So, Shannon, this is your question. Is it possible that Dak really did outperform Mahomes this season?
You better be glad I like you. Because this is ridiculous, and you know it. Skip, before Mahomes got hurt, he was averaging 351 yards passing. He had 14 touchdowns with one pick. If you factor in, if you take out the game in which he got hurt, in which he only played a quarter, he averaged 304 yards passing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Skip? Really? You actually think that Dak Prescott...
Really?
Okay, how about this here? End of the day, the reason why I opened up Club Shay Shay, and the original premise
sure.
of Club Shay Shay was winners were supposed to come.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's like, man, we want the Cowboys. We want the Cowboys. So if winners, winners only come to Club Shay Shay, how can I get the Cowboys? Start serving ales. Yeah. And the Cowboys been there ever since. 8 times this year, they come to Club Shay Shay. Mm. Name the game, Skip Bayless, the big game that the Cowboys had to have that you got won.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
My turn?
No, I did. Hold on. Is this the guy, now, Dak Prescott, ooh, played unbelievable. I know he didn't score just 10 points against New Orleans, against Teddy Bridgewater. Did he score 9 points or more against New England? 9 points against a depleted Philadelphia Eagles team, Skip. And you want to talk about what my homeboy did? Now, remember, he did go to Foxborough and beat the team that you only scored 9 points against.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to the referees he did.
Oh, my goodness. That's the referees' fault. Okay, what about when he went to Chicago? You remember old Mitchell Trubisky? Was player of the week against your team.
Against the defense, not against Dak.
Oh, my God. What did Dak do?
Dak threw for more yards in the fourth quarter that night than any quarterback threw in any quarter the whole season.
If you don't mind me asking, how many of those yards came when they were at least, let's see, at the bare minimum, say 7 points down?
Tell me when it's my
it's
turn.
It's not your turn just yet. It's my turn. It's my turn. Skip Bayless, you need to stop this. I'm not saying Dak isn't a good quarterback, but he's not in Mahomes' level. He's not even on Mahomes' same planet. Now, if it's Earth, now maybe he out there in Mars somewhere. Dak got all that. Dak the best quarterback in Mars. But right here on Earth, my homeboy got this thing on lock. And you know it. Stop this with the empty calorie stats. Mm. They're down 28 to the Packers. They're down 17 to the Bears. They're down 19 to Buffalo. And Dak throw, and comes up empty. Mm. Those are empty calories. They don't mean anything. They didn't go towards helping them win.
Mm.
So stop it.
It is interesting that you had to change your restaurant from winners to losers because you could only get losers to go to your restaurant because the food's not very good.
Good. No, Cowboys, the kind of Cowboys, the hottest thing going. I wanted them to come, a place to go and enjoy themselves.
So, if you want to disqualify me on this topic, be my guest. I've been a Cowboy fan since I was 10 years old. It's in my blood, and I can't help it. And my blood runs hot and it sort of bubbles up and sometimes it spills over.
Yes.
But I've had to listen to this man across from me bash Dak Prescott all year long, giving him F after F after F for his performances.
He earned them.
And now I have to listen to this man bash Jerry Jones for not making Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback in football. Help me out. Does that go together?
Supply and demand.
I've said this many times. I'm going to say it one more time. Dak Prescott is the most over-criticized and underappreciated quarterback I can ever remember in the history of football. And I go way back because he's much better than you ever give him credit for. And all I said earlier this week was he performed better than Mahomes did this football season.
Not even close.
And he was up against such a higher degree of difficulty because let's just be honest about this. Dak did not have a Tyreek. He had an Amari, and I have loved Amari. I loved him a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this past year, Amari caught 52 balls at home, and on the road, he virtually disappeared and caught 27 and infamously took himself out of the game at New England because the now Defensive Player of the Year, Stephon Gilmore, was being too hard on him. He was being too hard on him. And then at Philadelphia, at the end of the game, Dak's playing with a bum shoulder. Amari got benched. He got yanked and benched. Are you kidding me? That's not Tyreek. Does Dak have a Travis Kelce? No, he's got a Jason Witten. I love Jason off the field, but right now he's capable of catching 3-yard passes with no yak yards after that. You know it, and I know it, because you bash him all the time. Andy Reid has been judged by Pro Football Focus the last 2 years the best play caller in all of football.
Okay.
Dak didn't have Andy Reid yet. Dak averaged the third most passing yards in all of football, and Mahomes was down at 7th. That's pretty good.
So are we going to factor in the game that he got hurt? And
I'm doing average. I just did average. So I kicked out those games.
So he's
average passing yards. Dak was considerably above Mahomes.
No, Skip. Look, he played a game, so he had 70 yards.
Okay,
so that dropped him down. He'd have been at 304.
Okay.
Dak would have been at 306.
Let's look at crucial stats, one that I take to the bank.
Okay.
How about what are graded as catchable passes? Dak was 2nd in the NFL in catchable passes. Mahomes, 16th in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Passes for first downs. Are those important? I'd say they're kind of important. Dak was 2nd in the NFL in passes for first downs.
Yes.
Mahomes is way down there at 16th.
Yes.
I don't know. How about passes under pressure in the pocket? What's your percentage? Well, Dak is way up at 50%, a little over 50% of those. Mahomes is just a tick behind at 49%. But I'm just saying, Dak was even better under pressure in the pocket, which brings us to, we just saw the signature play by Patrick Mahomes. What about running the football? Would you believe that since Dak has entered this league 4 years ago, he leads all quarterbacks in rushing touchdowns? Is that good?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that matters. He is a playmaker.
How many 27-yard touchdowns and runs he got?
I don't know. He's probably got a couple here.
He probably got none.
Well, he's probably, every time I looked up, boy, you remember that Seattle game a year ago in the playoffs?
No, we go back a year ago.
He took the game over by running a quarterback draw to beat Russell Wilson head-to-head in the playoff game.
You want to talk about a quarterback draw that he took the game over? My homeboy just had one in the AFC Championship game for 27 yards, and you dismiss it.
The Titans had quit. They were done. They were running for the bus. You just saw it.
Skip, you keep saying that Dak had all these passing first downs. When you get down 28, you get down 19, you get down 17, teams will give you cheap yards.
Okay, but think about Patrick Mahomes' season. Did one time we ever talk about Patrick Mahomes as right in the middle of the MVP debate?
Skip. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't. He was never. You never brought him up in the MVP.
Skip.
Not one time.
Skip, the first.
As God is my witness, not one time.
Skip, the first six games, he's averaging 351, 14 touchdowns with one pick. He's right there.
You never brought him up.
Yeah.
It was all Russell Wilson. You were all over Russell Wilson.
Skip, drove his bandwagon for
2/3 of the year.
Skip, do you realize my homeboy was on a better pace this year than he was last year?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Because by all accounts, his numbers were a little off last year's because he was the MVP.
Skip,
it was extraordinary.
Skip, average, project 351 over 16 games and see what that come up with.
Well, I looked last night on Pro Football Focus. I went down every week to see if Mahomes ever was graded the top quarterback in football for any week this year.
No. He don't have to be.
Okay.
Just because you're not graded each particular game, that doesn't mean you're not the best player in the game.
One of those deals.
Yeah, one of those deals.
So, in 7 of the 8 Cowboy victories this year, Dak's offense.
They only had 8 with Dak. Please.
Time out. I'm talking. I think I just got interrupted. Thank you. In 7 of those 8, Dak's offense put up historical numbers.
What?
Let me see here. They scored 30 plus points with 400 plus yards to win by 10 or more points. That happened 7 times this year, and guess where that ranked all time among offenses?
Where that ranked?
5th all time.
Yeah.
I can't find Mahomes on this list. I can't find his offense.
I'm trying to figure out how you rank 5th all time and missed the playoffs.
Mm.
And why did Dak play so well? Why they only got 8 wins?
And then the funny part of it was the one game of the 8 that didn't qualify as a all-time historical game was at Detroit. And you somehow gave Dak for that game an A+.
Yes.
They barely held off Jeff Driskel. And you're like A+. Every other game was an F.
So can you help me?
All those historical games, you gave him an F.
What am I missing?
What are we talking about?
Dak's playing at a historical level.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 8-8. Dak played at a historical level. He can't get his team in the playoffs.
There's this thing called defense. And my team let me way down on defense.
Who had a better defense? The Chiefs or the Cowboys?
The Chiefs did.
Really?
Well, they just did.
Oh, they did.
Well, I'll take Tyrann Mathieu any day.
How did you win?
I'll take Chris Jones any day. I didn't have a Chris Jones.
Oh, what about DeMarcus Lawrence?
I'll take Frank Clark. I'll take him. DeMarcus Lawrence, I don't know. He's just Marcus Lawrence. There's no D in DeMarcus anymore.
Get it back. No mercy. So let's look back a little bit here. In 2017, most people assumed Jimmy Garoppolo was the heir apparent to Tom Brady in New England until Bill Belichick traded Jimmy G to the 49ers for just a second-round draft pick. Fast forward to today, and Jimmy G is in the Super Bowl, while Tom Brady's future in New England remains uncertain as the 42-year-old QB, you know, he posts cryptic photos on social media.
So he got time to.
That's what he's been up to lately. A lot of social media and all of us talking about it. So, Shannon, how would things be different if Belichick had not traded Jimmy G?
Be honest.
Coach Belichick would be right here.
Oh,
right here today.
It.
Yes, he would. Skip, look. The Patriots would have been a better team this year with Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo's numbers. He was third in completion percentage. Tom Brady, accurate, 27th. Yards per attempt. No, let me take that back. Completion percentage, Garoppolo was fifth. Tom Brady was 27th. Mm-hmm. Yards per attempt, Garoppolo was third. Mm-hmm. Brady was 27th again. Skip, look, Coach Belichick saw this coming. Had he had Jimmy Garoppolo, the dynasty would be continued instead of it coming to an end. And so Jimmy gets a bad rap because we're looking at him, he's like, he's going to replace Tom Brady, but we're looking at Tom Brady over the last 4 or 5 years. You got to compare them at the very same juncture. 28 starts into their career. Jimmy Garoppolo is 23-5. Tom Brady was 20-8 with a chance to win a Super Bowl. Jimmy G would be a more accomplished player 28 games into their career than what Tom Brady is. That's fact. He gets a bad rap because they run the football so effectively. But he did pick up 2 3rd-and-16s in order to get them in field goal range to beat the Rams. He did throw for over 400 yards with 4 touchdowns against the Saints when they're down 20-7 on the road. So at what point in time do we look at Skip? And I'm not saying he's more accomplished. But at this juncture, right now, 2019, Jimmy Garoppolo was better than Tom Brady. Everybody knows that. It's just so hard. But we're not talking about those 6 Super Bowls. He's won those. You can't take those away. See, this notion, when you critique a guy like Tom Brady, it's almost as like you critique him, you're taking something away. No, we're not taking that away. I'm just saying at this juncture right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is better.
Man, I can see your Brady hate really travels well.
Right?
Because it probably took an entire moving van to carry it from L.A. all the way to Miami, right?
I just give you facts, Skip. That's all.
Can we be real about this?
100.
My man across from me over the last couple of years, and that's the premise of this, is that he would have been the Patriots' starting quarterback for the last 2 years.
Yep.
You have done nothing but bash Jimmy Garoppolo. You don't trust him. You've expressed your distrust of him countless times on this show. And I just read another note from Pro Football Focus last night. Jimmy G has a tendency to produce turnovers in the middle of the field. Has anybody ever said that about Tom Brady even now? He doesn't have a tendency to produce turnovers.
Did he not throw 2 pick-sixes the last 2 games
he
played?
Yeah, and did Jimmy G not throw it up to everybody that he played where you'd be saying the next day on Undisputed, well, he threw 3 or 4 that could have been picked.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Yes.
It would have been a disaster if Jimmy G had been the Patriots' starting quarterback. Let's go back to 2018, shall we?
Yes.
Do you remember what Tom Brady did to Patrick Mahomes? We're going back 2 seasons ago now. Do you remember what happened on that Sunday night in Foxborough?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady threw for 182 in the fourth quarter to come back and beat Patrick Mahomeboy and his Chiefs.
What do you mean come back? They had to leave.
Okay, but it was a seesaw game. But he brought him back to win the game 43-40. Do you think Jimmy G would have been capable of that at that point?
Well, he came back and beat New Orleans.
Okay, but that was the big game. And then would Jimmy G have been able to go to Kansas City and convert 3 straight 3rd-and-10s in overtime to win the game?
Well, Jimmy G wouldn't have lost to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have lost to Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to that in just a minute, but we're still talking about 2018, and there was a big game at Foxborough, the first playoff game the Patriots played that year. Remember that one? You picked the Chargers to win at Foxborough.
Jimmy G couldn't have beat the Chargers?
Okay. Brady went 34 of 44 for 343 and just threw a party on the Chargers. Jimmy G couldn't have done that.
What about, can you think Jimmy G could have did what Tom Brady did against the Rams? zero touchdowns and an interception, and throw for about 150.
Pulled off the game-winning drive.
A game-winning drive.
That's six Super Bowls with six game-winning drives in the fourth quarter.
I'm talking about his play. Okay. I'm talking about his play this year.
And this year. Okay, how about this year? Jimmy G would have been a disaster with what Belichick put around Brady in Foxborough, because think about this. The offensive line was a shambles. The running game, little to none.
Quarterback can't move.
Oh, stop it. They were last in the NFL in separation for their receivers. Last in the NFL.
Quarterback has been off target. That's why he's 27th in completion percentage.
Okay, and guess what? The quarterback had them positioned to be the two seed, to be the number two seed, until Belichick's sorry defense gave up a 75-yard drive to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
With the defensive player of the year.
Are you kidding me?
With the defensive player of the year, the defense, sorry. Led the defense in total yards and points allowed.
Ryan Tannehill completed a huge 3rd-and-8 pass on that defensive player of the year, Stephon Gilmore, to start that drive.
And what you got? What was Tom Brady doing?
He had already done what he always does. He pulled off another game-winning drive, and Belichick couldn't put the
14 points in the playoffs. Yeah. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
Jimmy G, they wouldn't have made the playoffs the last 2 years with Jimmy. No mercy.
Skip and Shannon both picked the 49ers to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. If you guys were picking the Chiefs, I think we know who the MVP pick would be. But with so many playmakers on both sides of the ball for San Francisco, it's anyone's guess. So, Shannon, who do you think will win MVP of Super Bowl 54?
Skip, at the start of the show, I had Skip, Steve and I, my chief research guy, I had Raheem Mostert to win the MVP. But you're selling Jimmy Garoppolo short. And I think a lot of people are selling Jimmy Garoppolo short. I believe they will come out and they will do a lot of play action early. They will do some misdirection. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the MVP. He'll throw for about 200-plus yards, 2 touchdowns. They'll run the ball effectively. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to win the MVP.
So you just switched your pick to spite me.
No. Because I believe, because I believe people are selling Jimmy Garoppolo short. He's going to have to play well. And I believe Kyle will settle him in early with some play action.
But you just picked the quarterback you don't trust to win MVP over the quarterback you love, right? I just want to be clear about that. I'm going to take an MVP flyer on Nick Bosa to win MVP.
Okay.
The reason I'm doing it, he just won Defensive Rookie of the Year. I just have a feeling Nick Bosa is going to wreak havoc on my homeboy because he seems to play biggest in the biggest games.
Right.
So if he becomes the biggest reason that Mahomes has a bad game with maybe it'd probably take 4 sacks, but like Von Miller-esque.
Right.
Then I could see Nick Bosa becoming, that would be the 10th defensive player in 54 Super Bowls to win MVP. I like this kid's chances because I love this kid's motor.
Those two tackles are really good, Skip. Schwartz and
tackles
Fisher.
Are, but he may be doing some loops and he may get loose.
That'd be your worst nightmare. Boy, how good would Coach Belichick look? Jimmy Garoppolo wins the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP?
See,
oh, my goodness.
You let your heart take over your head once again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow's Undisputed.
Tomorrow, that is it for us.
Thank you, Miami.
No mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one. Of one.